Welcome to The Piping Hour. I'm your host, Stephen Rookledge, here to share an hour of the best of Kilmore and Kilbeg, the big and small music of the Great Highland Bagpipe. We're coming to you from the Reading studios of KKRN Community Radio, aired locally at 88.5 FM and streamed worldwide at kkrn.org. Thank you for coming along to join us in this hour of pipe and song. And because we know you want to get tore into it, we're going to start this hour with the Kilmore piece Lament for the Dead, played by Stuart Little.
Thank you. dear Father, pray what is this you've done? You who had me day a college boy, a boy that's far too young. For he is only 16 years, and I am 21. He's my bonny, bonny boy, and he's growing. When we were going through college, some boys were playing ball. I spied my love among them, the fairest of them all. I spied my love among them, the fairest of them all. He's my bonny, bonny boy, and he's growing. At the age of 16 years, he was a married man, and at the age of 17, the father of a son. And at the age of 21, he did become a man. But the green grass o'er his grave, it was growing. I will buy my love some flannel, and I'll make my love a shroud. With every stitch I put in it, the tears they will run down. With every stitch I put in it, the tears they will run down. For the green grass o'er his grave, it is growing.
Thank you. We're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to remind you that you are a listener to listener-supported community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Now, we're supported by listeners like you, and this show and all shows on this station are brought to you by volunteers. If you're interested in becoming a supporter of listener-supported radio, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the Donate button. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail us a donation to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. The locals can always call us at 530-337-1101 to see about volunteer opportunities here at the station.
There were pipers among my forebears on both sides of the family for quite a few generations back. I began to learn the playing of the pipes at the age of 7, but it was learning of a different kind to the usual way of learning nowadays. My father and mother were my teachers, and they believed that the best way of getting acquainted with the music was to sing it before you tried to play it. So the postviol, or mouth music, was an important part of my training. If you can't learn to play the pipes without books, you might as well not learn at all. That was my father's motto. Well, I practiced hard, and many hours learning I put in on these long winter nights at the fireside. And still, it did not seem tedious at all. People said I had the gift for it, a gift handed down through generations of his people. As Neil Monroe says, to the making of a piper goes 7 years of his own learning and 7 generations before. In 1896, at the age of 17, I took to soldiering and joined the Scots Guards as a piper. I was sent to London, which was a great change for a lad like me, because I'd never been further south than Inverness before, but for once, and that was only as far as Blairathal. But I didn't see very much of London for a while. Soldiering was a harder life then than it is now. We didn't have very much free time, and our pay of a shilling a week didn't take us very far. Soon after that, I went to the South African War, but I was lucky enough to come through the whole campaign, and within the next few years, in 1903, I was made pipe major of the Scots Guards. In the Great War, I was abroad again in France, but from then till now, most of my time has been spent in helping to make pipers and training army pipe majors and others in Edinburgh Castle. Pipers are a great fraternity, and you'd never convince them that any other kind of music can compare with the grandeur of the pibroch.
Thank you.
Pipe Major William Ross, playing Captain Norman Orr Ewing, from a 1930 Parlophone recording. Prior to that, he introduced himself on a 1950 recording from the BBC. We started this hour with Stuart Little, playing The Lament for the Dead, then into Mary O'Hara, singing The Earl of the White Banners, Gordon MacLean with a slow air and jigs, and the King's Own Scottish Borderers, playing some 6/8 marches. Pipe Major Robert Urquhart Brown, playing the lovely Kilmore piece Lament for Donald of Loggan, and the 78th Fraser Highlanders, from an LP in 1984, playing their march Strathspey and Reel. Jean Redpath singing The College Boy, as only she can do it, into Stuart Cassell's playing some Strathspeys and Reels. That was right before Pipe Major William Ross. We're going to go out this hour with a recording from the Pembroke Society Archive. We encourage you all to become members of the Pembroke Society, players or no. Here's John Don McKenzie playing the Kilmore piece Lament for Captain MacDougall. And until we all have the opportunity to meet again during the next piping hour, we wish for every one of you safe seas.